Therefore, there are two factors involved here. First, the path and the teaching that you are going to show or give to other sentient beings should not be hidden from you. And secondly, you must understand the suitability of such a teaching to the disposition of other sentient beings. You need to understand what disposition sentient beings have inherited from their past lives. Therefore, unless you become a Buddha yourself and achieve omniscience, your help and guidance may prove to be of only temporary benefit. Cultivating an aspiration to help other sentient beings becomes a cause for cultivating the second wish, wanting to achieve Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings. These are the two levels of the awakening mind of Bodhicitta. Such a mind cannot be cultivated in a mere few months or years, but this does not mean it cannot be cultivated at all. If you continue your practice to cultivate bodhicitta, a time will come when you will be successful. For example, in the initial stage, you may not even understand the meaning of the word bodhicitta. You might wonder how you could ever cultivate such a mind. But through repeated practice and familiarity, you will gradually come closer to such a mind. When you engage in a project or an activity that helps other sentient beings, there is no question of a time limit. You must do it continuously. This is how you should train your mind. If you think you will achieve enlightenment or bodhicitta within a few days or months, and if you think that you will get enlightened after entering into a retreat for 3 years and 3 months, you are mistaken. The story of the Buddha says that he achieved Buddhahood after 3 countless eons. So harboring an expectation to achieve Buddhahood within a short time is a clear indication that you will make no real progress. We have to be practical. There is no use in fooling others with your incomplete knowledge. You should also realize that whether you achieve Buddhahood or not, your purpose is to help other sentient beings. It does not matter how long it takes. You should determine that the altruistic intention to achieve Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings will be your only practice. You must train in cultivating such a mind. Once you gain inferential experience of such a mind, you should receive the Bodhisattva vow, for the vow should be received after you have cultivated a strong wish to engage in the deeds of a Bodhisattva.